You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
All right, Payne and Pendergast. And during the season, he's our Odyssey NFL insider. In the offseason, he's just a good friend of the show who likes to come on with us. We'll talk about my front page story as well with him, but we'll talk some football and some other stuff with our good friend Ross Tucker. Ross, how we doing, man?
I'm in a weird place right now. I need some advice.
Okay.
I'm looking outside my door. I don't know if this is a raccoon or a skunk.
Ooh.
What? Don't they both have like the black and white stripe? What's the difference between a raccoon and a skunk?
The raccoon is really, well, they're actually both pretty cute. The skunk has been known to fall in love with cats that are painted as skunks. And he speaks with a French accent. If you can get him to say something
I'm not kidding you guys. I am 3 feet from whatever right now. I'm banging on my door and it's not moving.
Like this. Yeah, it's probably a skunk. Skunks are kind of like skunks because they don't have to actually fear any predators. They'll kind of just be like, hey, whatever.
Are they supposed to be like nocturnal?
Yeah. So it's probably got rabies. You're cool. Yeah.
So where is it, like right outside your office right now or something? I hear you banging.
Yes, I will text you guys.
Yeah, send me the picture. This is...
And I got power washer guys here right now, and this thing is not scared at all. This is freaking me out. I can't leave my house.
Okay, well, it sounds like this is the power washer's problem, not yours, Ross, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, I think it's a skunk. It's probably a skunk.
I'm texting both of you guys right now.
You don't know the difference between it.
It's now laying on top of the power washer cord.
How do you not know the difference between a skunk and a raccoon?
I don't know. How am I supposed to know? I think it's a raccoon.
Oh, that's definitely a raccoon. Are you kidding me, Ross? Dude, that's something I would do. That's something that would happen on this show, and Seth would laugh me off the show for that. That's a raccoon, dude.
Dude, it's like trying to come in my office.
Well, it doesn't mean that it's
going to... Is it rabid? Does it look like it's rabid?
It looks pretty gnarly, man. I'm going to tell you
right now.
It does.
It looks kind of haggard. Yeah. Ooh, it's skinnier. Like, it's way skinnier than raccoons.
It looks hungry, man. Do you keep your garbage outside? Ross, is there garbage outside that this guy can go scavenge?
No.
Okay.
No,
you might have
dude,
a rabbit.
I'm not
you might
kidding
have a,
you. It yeah. is right outside my door, like it's waiting for me.
You're stuck.
It's a nice retaining wall.
Dude,
though.
That is not Seth. You said raccoons are cute. This is not a cute raccoon.
No, it's not a cute raccoon. That's how you tell whether it's rabbit or not, whether it's cute.
Yeah, that is not cute. Ross, stay inside. Call 911, actually. Hang up with us. Call 911. Yeah, you got to get out of there.
Yeah, like, this is not good. I don't even know what to do. Who do I call?
You could call. You could call animal control. Now, this is the risk you run with animal control. They might laugh at you when they get there. They're like, "No, it's a freaking raccoon. You're fine."
Yeah, don't act as frightened as you're acting right now when they come by.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just locked my door like the raccoon was gonna break in.
It does kind of have little fingers, you know, like it might be able to pick the lock. We'll see. That is a hungry, nasty scavenger raccoon right there. That feels like it might be a mix of a raccoon and something else. Hell, the angle you sent us, Ross, it looks like a combination of a raccoon and a porcupine or something.
Here's the question, Ross. Honestly, I now I'm concerned for you. For one, does it look like it's like stumbling around at all or anything or having difficulty walking?
Yes, kind of.
Okay. Yeah, okay. If it doesn't look like it's walking all that, you should probably call animal control. That might be rabid.
Yeah.
That's if it's just and it doesn't show any kind of awareness or anything. Is it foaming at the mouth?
I don't know if it's foaming at the mouth, but it's like there's power washers here. It's loud, and this thing is not concerned at all. Like, aren't they supposed to be scared?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
You're supposed to keep a safe distance and contact local animal control. Or do you know any wildlife specialists? One of those.
Yeah,
two.
Like my whole family, but they're not here.
Oh, you're by yourself. It's just you and the raccoon.
Just honestly, well, Ross, if we weren't on the radio, I'd tell you to do other things, perhaps, and then still call. If you could somehow detain or immobilize the raccoon,
can't you?
Or
you
just kill
I'm
it,
not
then...
detaining or immobilizing anything.
Do you? Okay, so are the power washers? Are they there to like? Are they there to pressure wash like your house or like? So do they have a strong flow from whatever the apparatus is they're pressure washing? Because I feel like these dudes can just walk around and just start spraying water at the little fella, you know, and
if
chase
it's
him
rabid,
away.
Though, it might not respond the way a normal animal would.
Oh,
they're not in the right
like come
mind.
At you. Oh,
yeah. I would say, yeah. After just like maybe just give those guys a heads up though, because they've probably dealt with this before. Just be like, I don't know how
to give them a heads up.
Yeah,
Russ, tell them I don't like the looks of this skunk. Yeah. Tell them that exactly.
By the way, it's a nice.
How
wall.
Did you guys know it was a raccoon and not a skunk?
Because. I got a tweet. Ross, have you tweeted a picture of this out yet?
No, but out? I will.
No, I'll do it right now while we're having this conversation.
Sure, tell everybody.
All right. Seth, I'm tweeting out this picture. Would you like
How
to?
How could you tell this was an ostrich and not a lion?
Ross Tucker. All right, I'm going to tweet this picture out. Ross, you go ahead and start your conversation with Ross.
No, so Ross, this is the... As Sean embarrasses you on social media, I have to tell you, the reason I called you the other day or texted you to ask if you could come on is that ever since the Super Bowl, when you were on Radio Row with us, it's Ross Tucker. You can check him out online at the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, which is incredible. You said something to us that Sean and I were very skeptical of, and it was this.
You know, there's a restaurant at the Jersey Shore that I absolutely love. And we told a couple people about it. And now it seems like word has spread and it's harder to get reservations. So my new thing is like, if I really like a restaurant, I'm not telling anybody. And in fact, if someone asked me about it, I'd be like, that place is terrible. You don't want to go there. Because I want to get reservations.
So, okay. So what we did, unbeknownst to you, and I felt bad because we haven't told you about this yet. We started a worst take of the week segment that we do on Friday every week. We call it Take-a-mania. And you were the worst take of the week that week.
You were the champion right out of the shoot. Yeah. Yeah. Because we felt it was mean towards these business owners.
Yeah. Do you stand by that take?
I do. Yeah, I do. So
okay,
here's
good.
The thing. Here's the thing. Once it gets to this point, that business owner is in a great spot. Like, that it's hard to get reservations there. This isn't like some place where you go in and there's empty tables. And by the way, you know, it was a little bit tongue-in-cheek because the one place I'm talking about in particular, I kind of know the owner, right? So I can text, okay. I can get a table if I need to.
I got you. Like,
I'm not like one of these normals out here, okay?
one of these normals. Well, so Ross, just
I'm
to
not
tell
like
you,
one of these normals that knows the difference between a skunk and a raccoon.
Exactly. Exactly.
Sorry, I'm not an outdoorsman. So we started Take-a-mania. You only held the title for 1 week because immediately after the Super Bowl, Angelo Cataldi on a podcast or on a radio show said that Andy Reid is one of the alt. Oh, we've got
we
it.
We got
here's
it.
What,
yeah.
Here's what Angelo Cataldi said.
Let me let your audience in on a little secret. All right, because most of the country will argue this to the death. Andy Reid is way overrated as a coach, all right? Andy Reid was in Philadelphia 14 years. He won zero championships. Doug Peterson was here five. He won one. Nick Sirianni's been here four. He won one. The only reason Andy Reid was winning big games in KC was because he had this mastermind, Mahomes, making up plays on the run and doing brilliant stuff. The only reason Mahomes didn't do that yesterday is he had no time to do it. And Andy Reid could not figure out a way to give him time to do it. And the truth is, Mahomes is a stud. Mahomes is a great player despite yesterday. Zach, no argument. Reid, the all-time fraud of American sports is Andy Reid.
Okay. So that was the – Ross, you were unseated as champion after 1 week. Cataldi, for some context, Ross, held the title for the next 8 weeks after the Andy Reid is the all-time fraud in American sports take.
Hey, you guys want to know something crazy? Once every summer, my wife and I have dinner with Cataldi and his wife at that restaurant on the Jersey Shore.
Oh, my God!
At that
Holy
restaurant?
Cow! Dude,
oh my God.
This is like a season of Game of Thrones. Oh, my God.
We're living in the Matrix.
I just brought it all together.
Holy smokes.
And so what's interesting.
And we eat grilled raccoon. Yeah.
No, what's interesting is, now we've gone to a couple different restaurants, but that is one of them.
Yeah.
But Angelo, very, very helpful to me in my career. Now I just got a text message from our nanny saying there was a dead raccoon on the street this morning at the end of your driveway.
Oh, my God. Maybe this might be a forlorn spouse looking for its wife or husband. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's grieving.
Yeah.
That's why it's staggering around. It's emotionally devastated.
Yeah.
You should still kill it, though.
Yeah.
Put it up.
Anyway, Angelo, very helpful to me in my career in Philadelphia, and he's a legend there. He and I will never agree on Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
Never agree on Andy Reid. He's not an Andy Reid fan because of how Andy Reid was with the media in Philly. You know, and they had a crazy amount of success with McNabb. They just weren't able to get over the hump. It is kind of interesting, though, that Peterson, who we all know is not as good of a coach as Andy Reid, has won a Super Bowl. And Sirianni, who may or may not prove to be as good of a head coach as Andy Reid, has won a Super Bowl. But Andy Reid was not able to do it. You know, I will say this. It speaks very highly of the Eagles organization. I mean, think about the success they've had over the last 25 years that you have Andy Reid having that kind of success that he had, where they went to the playoffs every year, all the NFC championship games, and then the next guy comes in and wins the Super Bowl, and then the next guy comes in and wins the Super Bowl. That's extremely impressive, and I think it speaks to the owner, Jeffrey Lurie, mm-hmm. and the GM, Howie Roseman, who obviously had a lot to do with it.
And Sirianni got extended yesterday, right? He just got an extension.
Yeah.
He was going into the last year of his deal, yeah. So it was well deserved.
Yeah.
What's the raccoon doing now, by the way?
I don't know. I'm scared to go outside. I'm scared to go outside. Now you guys have me thinking it's rabid, and it might be. So now I'm scared to go outside, and I don't like I don't want rabies. I won't happen if I get rabies.
A bunch of shots in your stomach back in the day, right? That's where they.
I know it's still not pleasant or fun.
Yeah.
I think it's not as bad as it used to be, but it's not pleasant.
Hey, Ross.
But don't you like die
from rabies?
Nah, you'll be fine.
You'll be okay.
If it goes untreated,
just rub some dirt on it.
Access. I know you live out in the sticks. Do you have access to medical care up there or what? Or do you have to like take a 3 days wagon ride?
I do, but here's my thing. If I had rabies, okay, I would want to at least like experience it for a couple days. You know what I mean?
I think you'd be okay.
Like I would want to feel like I had rabies.
Yeah.
Like I would want to be like, I would like playing a football game.
Yeah.
Like with rabies, like I would want to do something competitive with rabies and be like, dude, Ross, you're playing beer pong like you got rabies. I'd be like, yeah, I do have rabies. That's why.
Foaming at the mouth. We have several concerned listeners, Ross. Text message. This sounds like a conversation with my wife about this raccoon. But yes, definitely sounds like it's rabies infested. There are other listeners, Ross, that are wondering if you know the difference between which team is pitching and which team is batting in a baseball game. Texans versus Cowboys. I'm not sure who, but someone just scored a touchdown.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Oh my gosh. No, you know where? And you, I love when you're paired up with Kevin Harlan. It's one of two of my favorite game broadcasters are in the booth together.
Yeah.
But Kevin Harlan, one of his famous calls was when there was whichever animal was the cat, right?
The cat on the field at the Meadowlands.
Cat on the field.
Yeah.
Oh, I need you to be out there when there's some kind of a rodent out on the field, and Kevin Harlan makes you identify it.
Yes.
Is that a
I can't tell if it's a squirrel or a chupacabra. What is that? Yeah.
No, it's a pigeon, Ross.
You know what? You know what's funny about that? This is also the truth. I was on sideline for that game.
Oh, really?
For the cat game.
Holy crap.
For Westwood One Radio. And I thought about this for a while after that. Huge missed opportunity by me to go viral.
Yes.
Like, I should have ran onto the field when nobody else would, to try to catch the cat or at least get the cat off the field. I mean, I would have gone viral.
Yeah.
Either I get the cat and I'm like a legend, or I don't get the cat and they're like, dude, can you believe that Ross just ran on the field to try to get the cat? I don't know if the NFL will kick me off or not, but I'd be like, listen, I'm trained in cat catching. I was trying to help you guys.
If you had done it while you were holding the mic, mic, and kind of just giving updates on what you were thinking at the time, it would be like kind of like when they mic up a baseball player on the field.
Hey, Ross, I know we got to hit my front page story. Do you want to hear what the reigning champion is for Take-A-Mania? It actually has a Philadelphia tie to it.
Yeah, and also, Ross.
Sounds like they all have a Philadelphia tie.
No, they actually,
so far.
It's just coincidental, yeah.
Rest assured that you only held the title for 1 week, and all of the ensuing ones have been actually bad takes,
yes.
Like bad sports takes.
Yes.
So you're not even going to be in the final tournament at
nope.
the end of the year.
Nope. Here's Ross. Here's Andrew Perloff from the CBS Sports Radio Network on Steph Curry's hamstring injury.
You guys don't think that Curry has any chance to come back from this? I mean, we've all had little hamstring pulls. They're
the
tough.
Amount that he runs and how right. he has to move throughout a game. I don't.
What are you talking about? He goes from the top of the 3-point line on one side to the top of the 3-point line on the other.
Constantly moving.
That cannot be further from
moving
truth.
On offense is easy. Moving on, I mean, they'll hide him on defense. All he has to do is hit a bunch of threes.
Ask Reggie Miller and Klay Thompson, guys who do that stuff, the kind of, and Ray Allen, the kind of conditioning they do. It's grueling. It's like, that is very hard. It's terribly hard on the defenders to cover those guys because they're in better shape than them.
As a former big man in high school, I'll tell you right now, the guards don't do crap. They're running 40 yards.
God, give me a break.
And Steph, running on offense doesn't count. It doesn't. Anybody can run around and get a shot.
He was like the most well-conditioned guy in the NBA because of all the stuff he did off the ball. Like, this could not be more wrong.
Well, regardless, though, I mean, I think like he can be effective in a different way because he can hit his shot. Like, he's a hamstring injury will, like, if it's John Morant and he has an injury, as we saw, that's bad. But Steph can be effective a little bit, right? Like, you still have to watch out for Steph. I don't care if he has one functional leg.
Okay. There you go, Ross. That's the reigning defending champ right now.
I love Perloff. Perloff played high school basketball at Lower Merion outside of Philly with Kobe Bryant.
Oh, Kobe, yeah.
I think he was a couple years older than Kobe. That is funny. Yeah, no, like, hamstrings are important. And Steph Curry running around and getting open.
Even on
like,
offense? Yeah. That felt,
listen,
I feel like
I think
for
Steph Curry could probably light up some high school team without a hamstring, but that would be tough in the NBA.
NBA playoffs. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, Ross, we talked very little football with you, but this is the most fun we've had in a long time. My front page story, here's my question. Because we've talked about it with you for Valentine's Day and Mother's Day, and it's been largely a kind of a mom and girlfriend and wife thing. Could my kids do a front page story for me and tell me how awesome I am?
Yes.
Okay.
They
good.
Should
yes.
for Father's Day.
Father's Day. Thank you.
And also, I got my 20th wedding anniversary coming up tomorrow. So you need to follow me on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. Because I'm going to post a picture from the wedding that will blow people's mind away. No raccoon or skunk, but it'll still be like, you'll be shocked that she married me. You'll be shocked that she actually went through with it and said, I do that day. Because 3 weeks earlier, I had a back surgery. Heaviest day of my life. I was 337 on my wedding day. Stuffed into my 290-pound tuxedo from my sophomore year at Princeton. So... make sure you're following me on every social platform at Ross Tucker NFL for that little gem tomorrow. But yeah, dude, myfrontpagestory.com, anniversary gift, yeah. Best I've ever seen. Father's Day gift. Okay, every dad right now listening loves the newspaper. Most of you were not ballers like Seth. You were never on the cover of the newspaper. No one ever wrote a story about you. But you know what? You deserve it. Because you're an awesome dad. And wouldn't you rather have something cool with your kids and wife talking about how amazing you are as opposed to something stupid that they order off of Amazon for you that you don't really need? Myfrontpagestory.com. Either get it for somebody else for your anniversary. That would probably be your significant other. If you get it for somebody else for their anniversary, it's a little bit weird. Or tell them you want it for Father's Day. Myfrontpagestory.com, or just buy me a story about the skunk that never was. Myfrontpagestory.com.
Headline, Pennsylvania man heroically calls animal control for a rabid skunk, which turned out to be
okay,
a raccoon.
Listen, you guys yes. can see the pictures. Is it rabid or not? Because that was my wife calling the other line. It's rabid.
Honestly, the fact that it's stumbling around or doesn't look like it's walking all that well, might be, I would call animal control.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Don't worry.
You're not being a nervous Nelly. You should call animal control.
Looks mangy to me. It looks nasty. Yeah.
How well do they normally walk around? I don't watch raccoons walk that often.
They very cutely. They kind of sneak around and then they'll stop and get up on their haunches and examine some stuff, you know? Do you have a sugar cube? If you have a sugar cube, it'll try to wash it off in a stream if you have a stream as well. Go out. I want you to go out to this possibly rabid raccoon and hand it a sugar cube and see what it does with it. Because then, Ross, it's the cutest
wrong.
Little thing. If it's not rabid, it'll try to wash it in the stream, and sugar cube will evaporate in the stream.
Which makes
it'll look at its hands like, what happened?
Which makes it totally worth rabies. Yeah.
Yes. I don't even know what you guys are talking about anymore.
Ross Tucker.
Google, while you're waiting for animal control, Google raccoon and sugar cube.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why is it a bad take that I wanted my family to be able to get reservations at our favorite restaurant?
Because it's selfish. Because you're selfishly sabotaging something that you love. You're like a, you know what you are? You're like a parent that can't handle his child's athletic success because he's going to be a better high school football player than yourself. So you sabotage him.
Hey, Ross, I'm more excited. I'm more excited to know that if you end up telling Cataldi that he unseated you as the champion, then we were excited to tell you that you were the initial champion, honestly. Like,
hey, great talk with you guys. Remember, everybody in Houston, go to myfrontpagestory.com, and get a 20% discount coupon right now, or you'll be even less of a loser or more of a loser than Seth.
There you go. Hey, Ross, we appreciate it as always.
See you, boys.
All right, be safe. Prayers for Ross. He survives.
I don't think you even understand. He doesn't know. He knows so little about skunks that he didn't even really get my Pepe Le Pew reference.
I don't think so. The texters did. They're like, I love that Seth gets all his wildlife takes from cartoons. That was good. All right, we went over, but that was fun.
If that were true, I would have told Ross to go out with an anvil and drop it on its
drop
head.
Drop it on him?
Yeah.
All right. So that was a great Ross Tucker. At Ross Tucker NFL, myfrontpagestory.com. The latest on Yordan Alvarez and why this is so frustrating. Coming up next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.